Mr. Lewenden, Reel 1. Right, Mr. Lewenden, could you just tell me a little bit about when and where you were born?
I was born in London, East Finchley. East Finchley, that's right, in London.
What year was that?
Nineteen nineteen.
And the date?
Fourth of October, 1919.
And what did your parents? What kind of place did they live?
Well, I think they called him Dairyman. He had a dairy, milk dairy in the city. His dairy was in the city, but we lived in East Finchley. I had two sisters and two brothers as well. My mother was, she never worked, but he was the only one working. He was in that dairy for quite a long time because in this area where I'm living now, in this town, there's a pub called the King's Arms, and it was whilst we were at East Finchley that he got to know about this pub, and he took the notion to come down here and take the pub in Hemel. But before he did that, he put his brother into the dairy. The dairy can continue to function, and his brother looked after that, and my father came down here, and then we sort of moved down here to Hemel Hempstead, into this pub.
And what year was that?
That's a problem. I must have been about maybe one or just over.
So you don't really have any memories of East Finchley?
Oh, very little, because I was a toddler, and I had a twin brother, you see. He's Philip, they called him nannies in those days, I think. I suppose I still do. Anyway, we had a nanny, and my father got an extension built onto the back of the pub, still there today. And of course, the pub's still there today as well. And that's where we lived. And he looked after the pub, and of course, we went to lived in the extension with this nanny. And then my sisters were both older than me. I'm including my twin brother as well. And they were both older than me. And they were sent to boarding school at Hitchin, which is quite near to where Vic Walker lives.
And he's just another fellow sergeant in the DLA.
That's quite near Vic, and they went there to boarding school. They also had an older brother, and he went into some P&O line or something in London, and I saw little or nothing of him for quite a long time, because I was only very small anyway. And we stayed there until Well, I don't know how old we were. Well, I mean, I don't know how old I was when we left, but, you know, I wouldn't even like to guess, but I shouldn't think it was much more than maybe a couple of years we were down there. Maybe it's more than that, a little bit more than that. We moved away from there, and my father then took the notion to go back into the dairy business again, because he got to know of a dairy that was being sold in a place called Hook, and that was in, that's quite near Surbiton, Kingston, Surrey. And this, the dairy was going, and he took the notion to go in there. So he sold up at, the King's Arms, and we then went off to this dairy in Hook. And by which time, my brother and I were near enough ready to go to school. My oldest brother, he was still working with his shipping people. I think my sisters are just about coming to the end of their boarding school time. But I never used to. They didn't live in Hook. They because when they left boarding school, they immediately found work, and they were working away from home at home anyway. And so I didn't see anything of them for quite a long time.
So so you had quite a prosperous childhood, really.
Well, in a way, yes, and you could say that, in a way. And then again, it wasn't because the fact that we moved away from, even moved away from the King's Arms, that should never have happened, really, because, well, I say it shouldn't have happened. It was really, if anybody was to blame for that, it would have been my father, because he squandered what money he had, and when he found that things were getting tight, he knew that there was only really one thing to do, and that was to get out while he still had some left.
But what did he squander it on?
Well, he was a bit reckless. He used to go racing a lot. And he used to go to the meetings, the big meetings, the Epsom meetings and Ascot and places like that. And now I'll have to let.
Right. So you're saying that your father was a bit of a betting man.
Oh yeah. He went over the top a bit.
What did he do when he won?
When he won? Well, I don't know. My sister's... I've only got one sister left now, and she tells me that he never... if he won, he won. And I think he would probably plunge a bit heavy again, you know. He got into it in a pretty big way. Not a big way, but too big for him anyway.
And did he have friends that were betting?
Oh yeah,
betting
that, as well? That was the trouble. Yeah, yeah. He had rather an expensive. It's an expensive hobby, that, and he used to, when he went to the races, he would probably make a day of it. And in those days, there weren't that many cars about, but he would have a. A hire car and a chauffeur, in those days there weren't that many cars around, and they used to call them chauffeurs more so then, because they weren't called taxis. Anyway, that was an expensive way of doing it anyway. It used to cost him an arm and a leg to even get there, sort of thing. But there you are, that was him.
So. What did your mother think of this?
She never thought much of it, because she realised that that it would only be only a matter of time because before he burst the bubble sort of thing, and you know, and which is she saw that inevitably that he was going to sort of come to a sticky end, you see. He wasn't exactly bankrupt, but he had all the time that he was sort of going racing and doing that and then that sort of thing. His brother was still running the dairy in the city, and they were making enough money there for them to be able to carry on. But my father didn't get much of that.
And so that was a family business that was owned?
It was a family business originally, but it was my father who put his brother in there. His brother didn't do him any favours because he was probably taking more out of it than perhaps he ought to have done.
And were your parents both Londoners? Were they both London-born and bred?
My father was, I think he was born in Wiltshire. If there's a place called Dymchurch, I think it's called Dymchurch, and it's in Wiltshire, I think. I'm pretty sure it's Dymchurch. That's where he came from. And my mother was, was an orphan, and she was brought up by the Sisters of Mercy. Now she was brought up.
And that would have been in London.
No. She was brought up in a place called Cleveland, and I think that's in. I'm not sure, but I think it's in Somerset.
So not the Cleveland in the northeast.
No. It's in Somerset. I'm pretty sure it's in Somerset, Cleveland. And that was, she was, because she was an orphan. And
was there much money in the pub business at that time in the 20s? In the pub business, was there much money?
Well, yes, there was really. It was all right, providing you didn't. You had to sort of think about the next week and then that. You had to sort of think ahead of it, which was what he didn't do. You see, he had a good time while he had it, and you could make a living out of it. Yes, I would say that. Although when you think about beer being at fourpence a pint and all that sort of thing, you know, it makes you laugh. But I mean, the point is that the money was there. Oh yes, I think there was money to be made in it.
Mm. So you'll have started school.
Well, I think we started school. Philip and I started school. I think would have been. I think when we went to live in this at the dairy at Hook in Surrey. We stayed there for a few years, actually.
What kind of place was Hook?
Well, it's only a small place. Think of some places near. I know Surbiton was the nearest big town. Kingston wasn't that far away. Thamesdittan. Esher.
And so you went to school at Hook?
Well, went to school at Hook, yeah. I think that was our first school there. And I think we...
What kind of school was that?
It was just an ordinary... We would only have been about... Of course, in those days, we started school at five. But we would probably be a little bit later than that. For no reason, really, but we just were. So I actually think we must have been there. We must have been there for a good three years, I should think. Yeah, a good 3 years. It took us then, that's Philip and I, it took us then to around about 9 or 10. And
do you have any special memories of the school? Any?
Only that it was tucked away in a side street. It was only a small school, and it was there wouldn't have been that many that there.
What were the teachers like?
Well, the teachers were okay. That we got on quite well there. We got on quite well. We were a bit behind, both he and I. But we caught up, and we weren't doing too bad by the time we came out of there. but then again, by taking this second dairy at Hook, it may have been all right, but I don't think he gave it a chance, because in the meantime, his brother was a little younger than my father was, and he was getting a little bit fed up with running things in the dairy in the city, and I think he put the pressure on my father a bit to take a bit more personal interest. And that's only my thoughts, but I think that I'm pretty sure I'm not far wrong. As a result of that, my father thought that his brother was probably right. So he in quite a short time, I had to thought and sit down and thrash it all out. And by the time they'd finished, I think my father had more or less realised that possibly he ought to do what his brother wanted him to do. And that's to show more interest in the city and, if necessary, sell off the dairy which wasn't doing too bad. But then, on the other hand, he wasn't exactly breaking the bank either, because he was in he wasn't in a very good area. He didn't have a great deal of trade there. And anyway, that's what he did. He did do. The dairy at Hook went the same way as the King's Arms and Hemel Hempstead, as you might say.
So what did your dad do then?
So then, well, that was the problem time then, because you see, my two sisters had finished their term at boarding school. They were, my eldest sister was working in a big London store. I think it was called Marshall and Snellgrove. And my other sister was working in the hotels. She was a housekeeper, and she was in the hotels. So their future was, they were earning their own living, and they weren't living at home anyway. So their future was, they looked after their own future. But my eldest brother, stayed with the shipping firm in wherever it was in London, and I believe he got a flat or something, and he was living away as well. So really, what was left was only myself and Philip. And my mother and father, and everyone else had sort of come in a different way.
So there was a big age gap between you and your
mother. There was.
And how big was that age gap?
Well, See, we were, when we finished, when we came away from Hook, with Philip and I must have been, I should say, between 10 and 11. Between 10 and 11, I should.
Where did you go to?
Well, that was a problem, you see. Then in actual fact, we didn't have a home. We didn't have a house because we came away from the dairy at Hook. We didn't have a house, and we didn't have a flat or anything, you see. And so what it meant was that, what it really meant was that we all, well, those of us that were left out was Philip and myself, and my mother and my father, and we all had to go different ways. Mm. And my father got a job. He picked up the reins in the city business. Was still going, and he picked up the reins there a bit, and he got himself some part-time work in London as well as that. But that meant that he was living some flats. He got his part-time work in Bilford Flats or somewhere, and he was living there. And my mother, she didn't really have a home then, because there was only her and me and Philip, and we had to find a home somewhere. So what my mother did was to, my mother got in touch with these people in Cleveland who brought her up when she was an orphan, and she got in touch with them, and she was able to get Philip and I into one of their homes, which was in London, which was in the Willesden area of London, northwest London, near Kensal Rise, Willesden Green, somewhere around that way, and she managed to get us into one of their homes. So that found us a home, Philip and I. We had a home, and then of course she had to find herself a living job somewhere. But which is what she did.
So what did she do?
What did she do? She went into service. That's what it was called in those days. But what I mean, she went into, strangely enough, she went into a pub, and she sort of used to do the meals and that sort of thing, and look after the two people who ran the pub, generally, you know. And she had a home there, so, and I suppose she had to do a bit of cleaning and that sort of thing.
So
she wasn't concerned with the pub. She was only concerned with the domestic side of it. You know, the living in and looking after them. But at least it found a home. And
so you were in Willesden.
We were up there. Yeah, we were left there. And
what were the people like that you did?
Well, they were. I'm calling them. I have got some literature. It'd be a job to put my hand on it, really, yeah, because I've had it and sort of, I don't really, not really sure where it is, but I do know that the I'm calling them the Sisters of Mercy, because they're all,
Religious orders.
Yeah, religious orders. And they call themselves by different names. Oh.
I should have asked you earlier, Mr. London. So, were you? What religion were you?
CV.
CV. Mm. Yeah. Mm.
Yeah.
And at this stage of your school, and what kind of school were you going to?
This was in Bromsbury, this home, and we used to have to go to school in Kilburn. Bromsbury is, if you walk, is that we had to walk there and back, and same as the rest of the boys. I suppose it was about 3 miles, something like that. Yeah, about 3 miles. But that was down in Kilburn School, and that was we went to Sue.
I remember what it was called?
Yeah, St Augustine's School in Kilburn. It was in Maida Vale. Let me think now. The school where that headmaster was stabbed was in Maida Vale, and we were out. The school where we went to was in. We saw a post Maida Vale. We used to walk up the road, and the Edgware Road used to run down there, and Maida Vale was over there, just across the road. So we were quite close to that school. That's where our school was. St Augustine's was down this on this other road. And we were right opposite the church, which was also called St Augustine's Church.
And what were the teachers like at this school? Were they strict?
Well, they were quite good. They were quite good. We got on quite well there.
What were your best lessons?
Well, we think my brother was very keen on... my brother was very keen on, he was good at English, but he was also good at carpentry. He developed quite a thing for carpentry. And
was that on the curriculum of lessons, you would have woodwork lessons?
Well, that was what we used to do there, because I went to the carpentry thing as well. What we used to do there, we used to walk over from where we were taken. We used to walk through the Paddington, as we come away from St Augustine School, and walk through Paddington Recreation Ground, which was a series of football pitches and cricket pitches and everything, a cycle track and one thing and another, and get to the other side of Paddington Recreation Ground, and we used to go to a school there for woodwork, just for woodwork. We used to do that 2 days a week, 2 afternoons a week. Only those who wanted to go, the rest of them, used to stop behind us on St Augustine's, you see. Well, Philip and I, we did that, you know, all the time that we were there, because we carried on with it. I can't remember the name of that school.
What other lessons did you do that you liked?
Well, they were general stuff at St Augustine's. It was general stuff, English, and, you know.
Was there a lot of religious studies?
Yeah, there was. There was. There's a certain amount. You see, the fact was that we were in this religious. Well, it was a religious thing with the sisterhood, and they arranged for. They arranged for all of us, because we were all boys, they arranged for all of us to, we went like confirmation classes and things like that. And those who wanted to were given an opportunity to go into the church choir if they wanted to, if there was any room for them. And
did you do that?
Well, we did. We, Philip and I, followed that up. We used to go to we were in the church choir at a small church. It was just it was called St Lawrence's Church, and it was quite near to the home at Bromsby. It was only 2 roads away, and so we used to go there. Well, 1 or 2 nights a week. And we were in the choir there, you know. And there was 1 or 2 more as well we went. And then we, as a result of that, we met a man. We met a man. His name was Mr. Gilbert. Now he was a I should tell you that the majority of the boys that were at the home with us were orphans.